Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on air?
This is the House to Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on eWaterRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, it's the Chief Rocker Busy B, and I'm your host from Coast to Coast Radio with my main man on the wheel, still third degree. It's the Chief Rocker Busy B. Smoke on, y'all. Smoke good. Peace.
The Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Bless, live and direct. You are now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show with my man, DJ Third Degree.
Yo, this Outkast.
There will be absolutely no requests.
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show, only on eWaterRadio.com.
Coast to Coast,
and I am your host, DJ Third Degree, right here, KEWR's eWater Radio. It's Friday, and that means it's the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show podcast. Thank you so much for joining us for another awesome, awesome show. I'm really looking forward to getting down with you today. I'm going to be highlighting another fantastic group who I've just absolutely dug since they first came out. We're talking about Day La Soul. That's right. Formed in 1987 out of Amityville, New York. And I was just graduating high school. And I remember when there's a story about a house in Amityville, New York. You've probably heard of it. It's called Amityville Horror. It's a horror movie. You need to see it if you like horror movies because it's real. Anyway, De La Soul, right? Pasta Noose, Trugoy the Dove, two MCs. Maceo, who was their DJ, and then also got on the mic and spit some bars, right? They formed in high school. So the first thing that they did, they made a demo of a song called Plug Tunin'. And Plug Tunin' was a song that they made on a demo, and it somehow, don't know how, but it found its way to the ears of a dope DJ slash producer. He was with a group called Stetsasonic. His name is Prince Paul. So if you're not familiar with Stetsasonic, you need to get familiar if you're a hip-hop fan. Prince Paul's dope producer, and they started something. They were hip-hop hippies. That's exactly who they were. The Inner Sound, y'all, was the Daisy Age. The Inner Sound, y'all. The Daisy Age. And if you look at their album cover, their very first album, 3 Feet High and Rising, it's all about the daisies and the flowers. They were part of the Native Tongue Posse, of course, Tribe Called Quest, Jungle Brothers, so on and so forth, Black Sheep. Now, in their press kit that they sent out with their initial album, 3 Feet High and Rising, the members explained their stage names. So Trugoy, of course, if you turn his name backwards, it's Yogurt. And he liked yogurt, so that was his name. Pasta News spells Sound Sop backwards. Now, whatever Sound Sop is, you'd have to ask him. Anyway, in 2005, these guys won a Grammy, so they've reached the highest of the highest peaks, right, as far as music. 3 Feet High and Rising was released March 14, 1989 on Tommy Boy Records. Dope music off Tommy Boy. And these dudes were so ingenious. They did some dope stuff. I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. All right, so that album went number one on the hip-hop and R&B charts and number 24 in the top 200. And some say it was one of the greatest hip-hop albums ever. All right.
Yo,
song number one.
Stand clear to be plugged up into line one and two. So... Yo,
the De La, the Daisy Age, right here, Coast to Coast.
So y'all can flaunt that new style of speed.
Enjoy the show today, folks. It's all about the De La. So let's go.
Plug one, plug two, plug one, plug two.
Answering any of the service, prerogative, praise positively, I'm acquitted. Enemies publicly shame my utility. After the battle, their mentions, I'm with it. Simply sued, well moved, funnel like glue. Transistors are never more shown. Like wind vocal flow brings it all down in ruin. Due to a clue of a naughty noise called fuck tune. Flowing in fire with a new style. Bows are cleaned and loaded for salute. Chances with the choice standing steady like my mouthpiece. Paragraph picture is now introduced. Drums are heard sounding off in each and every person. Vocal confetti is thrown at top stage. Roses and violets on proper for throwing for showing appreciation. Why? This is a daisy age. Hands won't sweat because there's no threat. Michael stays dry while people cold. Rhymes aren't fables but stable to be on time because they market it and labels speak apocalypse. This bitch will fit with every consumer. Microphone use and sense will start blooming. Profit and cost could never be lost or due to a clue of a naughty noise called plug tune.
What was kind of dope here on this song, Prince Paul sampled, well, they sampled Written on the Wall by The Invitations, which was released in 1965. He slowed it down.
Reason for the rhythm is for causes unknown. Different individuals are dazzled with the showbiz. Auditions are gathered, but the soul would just rather hold a count at three and in the end leave it as it is. Flow to the sway of my dough rick. Means I'll flip lunatics to a horse. Words are sent to the vents of humans, then converted to a phrase called talk. Musical notes will send a new motto. Every last poem is recited at noon. Focus is set, let your Polaroids click as we capture the essence of a naughty noise called plug tuning.
So yeah, Prince Paul slowed
vocal
down the sample.
Is
so
an uplift, and real is the answer that I answer with. Dying yet liable, which you must realize that the tune that I present is surely not a gift. Different in style is definite, and style which I flaunt is sure legit. Now set aside, I say I hold pride in performing this melodic misfit. So swing, cause the picture is pitching. Incense J.D. Dove is now saying. All sing along to his favorite song while the pocket transistors are playing. But least but not last, I'm frightened. For the words that I reply hold doom. Life of the chant can be stopped by accident when you're tripping the wire of the plug tune.
So just like A Tribe Called Quest, De La came with that real slow, mellow, laid-back flow. That just rode really nicely over Prince Paul's beats and samples. Okay, so let me get into this real quick. One of the things that was really, really, really cool and way ahead of their time with De La and Prince Paul and them was, and even Tommy Boy Records, that they put this campaign out. I remember that when they put out 12-inch singles, you had your A side and your B side, right? So what was the unique thing here with them was that they had a C side. You're like, how could that be on a just two-sided record? Well, this was what was unique. You could only find that hidden track or that C side when you put the needle on the record. The only time, and it didn't always work, you had to find it. It was a little spot. So, way ahead of their time. De La Soul. This song right here is called Jennifer Taught Me. I love this. So dope.
Access to her code. Love struck was my mode. Took a look, dropped my textbook. Jennifer. Oh, breakfast, broke it fast. She was in my English class. Asked for notes, rocked my boat. Jennifer, oh, Jenny, lost her favorite penny. So I gave her a dollar. She kissed me and I hollered. In a flash, the school bell rang. Jenny grabbed onto my hand, took me home and said, "True gorgeous, swing it, swing it, swing." Downstairs, where we met,
brought records, she cassette. Lost the break, found her shape, Jennifer O'Jenny. Transcript, show more than flirt. I love daisies, red her shirt. Grab my jeans, Jimmy Screen, Jennifer O'Jenny. Morals, shaped like a box. No one can live their life apart. Found a house, aroused my joust, Jennifer O'Jenny. Her clothes, I just shuck. Just like Dan, I strictly stuck. To the punt, she tried kick it, pasta noose was in. Jimmy, only thought about Jimmy, but asked was I a virgin, like some kid in Derwin. She said let's try it in the bathroom, but the noose is way above sink. So to the kitchen, she did Dan and came back rapping some rant.
Now wait a minute.
Little Derwin got something to show us that Jenny can never do.
Listen.
Chopsticks by Liberace.
Hey, look at little Derwin. Look at him go. Look at him go.
Oh, baby.
Position. Muscles flex. Dove was lost in a ghana head. Pass her chest. Felt her teddy. Jennifer O'Jenny. Notion. Smooth the mood. Dove was lost in De La Heaven. Screen plus two. Did the dude. Jennifer O'Jenny.
Let's back up a second. That little segue thing. Derwin's Revenge. So that's what was part of the Jennifer Taught Me, in parentheses, Derwin's Revenge on the record. Really interesting, really quirky stuff, right? These guys were, they were different and weird, and they sampled, that was, that piano was Chopsticks by Liberace.
Jenny, he's my homeboy granny. In fact, he teased so many. She was known as a garden tool.
No more, I dispatched. Was it Jimmy had met his match, or could it be the realization all girls own a Jenny? For normal health, I have fought a valuable lesson she had taught. Don't flaunt that the candy is good unless you can be slim.
Just so dope. This samples some music from Soupy by Maggie Threat, which came out in 1965. That's what you're hearing right there. So dope. Alright, let's keep it moving. This one is called Potholes in My Lawn. If you check out their videos, they were quirky too. These guys were just so dope, ahead of their time, with the rhyme. Let's go.
This is a Coast to Coast Hip-Hop Show.
Everybody's saying, what to do when sucker lunatics start digging and chewing? They don't know that the soul don't go for that. Potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for maximum security, but my dwelling is swelling. It lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on the scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing it's gone. Potholes in my lawn. I found that it's not wise to leave my garden untended, cause eyes has now pardoned on laws of privacy. Stephen Paul's are after my writer's seat. I perceive that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are praying upon my well-guarded spreadsheet. Oh, why hell does it an upfleet of evil doers through the big holes to get the evil doers who dig holes, which leaves my lawn with lawn chew. I think I better plant traces who give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the plug chair and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, because we've come down with a case of potholes.
So this samples a bunch of really interesting parts. It samples Magic Mountain, the song by a group called War. They sampled horns out of that one.
Now you got the message. What to do when you dive the debt that I predict and plug tuning? It's a shame when you deny to claim that you stole my words of fame that I wrote in my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't act for a barbed wire fence, B.
My dwelling is swelling. It lit my bud when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on a scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone.
So there's like a little country feel to this. That's because they sampled Little Country, Old Country Boy by Parliament. Also, very, very used samples from Melvin Bliss's Synthetic Substitution. Cookies from Brother Soul as well. And the drums are from I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little More by the legendary Barry White. So sample heavy group. Now this next one. They got, I think, one of their first hits. Now, mind you, when this came out in 1989, the British tabloids and some of the critics loved it. New Music Express, NME, out of England, wrote one of the greatest albums ever made. The Village Voice, very, very well-known publication out of New York. The Sgt. Pepper of hip-hop is what they called it. Top album of 1989. It was number 2 on Record Mirror, number 4 on Sound, number 5 on Rolling Stone, number 10 on Melody Maker, another British mag. Just so dope, man, right? But this song right here, now this song, before we get into it, I want to tell you what they sampled that is so recognizable and why people loved it. So on this song, the recognizable sample from it is I Can't Go For That by Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall and John Oates out of Philadelphia. The drums are from the Turtles song, I'm Chief Kamanawanalea. Kid you not, that's the name of it. The hook is from a song called Crossword Puzzle by Sly and the Family Stone, the famous horn sample that you'll hear on the song. And the guitar on here is by a group called the Detroit Emeralds on a song called Baby Let Me Take You. And De La turned it all into this right here. It's called Say No Go. And you're listening to the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on eWaterRadio.com. Rap DJ.
Now let's get right on down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pits. And if it could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this? The mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the older to a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic. Consumers should have raced it in a first wave. Cause second wave from believers and believers will walk through it then, even talk through it and say. Nah, can't have none of that. Tell them what to say, mate.
Rather be a shover because the pusher's a jerk. Witty lines. That was dope. Say No Go. What a hit. This song is dope. Still is. Still rocks. Let's go.
Believe it or not, the platforms defeat more than charity. But the cost doesn't coincide with the ride of insanity. Is it a chant that slants a soul to feel for it? I know it's the border that flaunts the order to kill for it. Standing, steaming on a young one, taking this time.
how the zombies scream, it's the crack. Plain is plain, it should have slain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart, now the bass claims shop over every part.
So I was 18, 19 years old. We were at the club dancing, going off to these songs. So dope. That bass line, that vibe off that sample, I can't go for that. So dope on here. All right, so talking about dancing, this next one has such a dope video. So it takes place, a lot of it, in a classroom. And there are guys dancing around the classroom. Those guys are the famous Los Angeles dancers known as the Soul Brothers. If you're familiar with hip-hop, you might be familiar with a guy named Def Jeff. And Def Jeff was on Delicious Vinyl, and Def Jeff's dancers were the Soul Brothers. And I used to dance with them and against them at the clubs in Los Angeles back in the day to stuff like this. This is called Me, Myself, and I. Of course, you can recognize the Funkadelic sample, not just Knee Deep. So let's go.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I.
This song had such an incredible vibe to it. I loved it so much. And De La with the Native Tongue Posse, these guys were so just ahead of where everybody else was, I think, in the game at the time. I mean, I don't know about ahead. It just unique, and they really established their own lane, their own vibe, and it really translated into some of the greatest music coming out of that time and age and really spawned other groups to have a similar vibe, in my opinion. Your artists like Pete Rock and CL Smooth, Gangstar, Brand Nubian, so on and so forth. And we'll highlight those groups as we move through. But this one right here is the Native Tongue Posse. This one is called Buddy.
Listen to this disc jockey's introduction to Madhavani's Lazy Gandhi.
I'd like to know, are you really ready for some super dynamite soul?
But before we let the herd out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out.
The jungle, the brothers.
Daylight soul, on a roll. Black medallion, yeah. No gold. Hanging out with Bond, hanging out with me. Buddy, y'all in my face. Fold the lap, Zimbrowski must wear a cap. Just in case the young girl likes to clap. Ain't for the win, but before I begin, I initiate the buddy with a slap.
I drop the beat, for the fight from a Tribe Called Quest. When I see Buddy, I will never half step. I just do her tribal style and then check. The Buddy that I like is to be sexy and nice. A brown skin buddy with shoulder length hair, nice firm breast and a round derriere.
For the neck, I'm the keeper from a Tribe Called Quest. And if your quest for the buddy, don't fess. If the Jimmy wants nothing but the best.
The best?
The best. Let's stick out the Jimmy and see what we can catch. Won't be needed unless
dancing on the dance floor. Girl, it's you that I adore. Step off stage, just scream for more. Native tongue, got rhymes galore. Snap my fingers, make you mine. If not, I'll snap for second time. After that, I guarantee you will be standing next to me.
Fly, buddy.
Buddy.
Don't you know you make me go nutty.
Nutty.
I'm so glad that you're not a buddy.
Duddy. Duddy.
Not too skinny and not too chubby.
Chubby.
Soft like silly buddy. Miss Crabtree.
Crabtree.
I know that you're not mad at me. Cause
at
I
me.
Told you that it was your buddy.
Buddy.
That was making me ever so horny.
Horny.
Jungleistically horny.
I won't lie. I love D-U-D-D-Y. Cause I never let it walk on by. When it comes to me and Jenny, I seem
very serious.
Like a pig free, buddy is an act that occurs on the lift. When Jimmy and Jenny start shooting the gift, boy, let me get shot, I won't even rip.
On the dial, my buddy tossed to me for a while. Plug two with a
hit to her chip.
On the A side of sometimes the flip. Word up, buddy is the bud to my daisy tree.
Uh-huh.
And the loot into my do re me. And the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three gets the whole cabin.
And if you didn't know, that last MC on there, her name was Gizmoni Love.
Oh, child, things are getting a little easier.
Queen Latifah singing.
Oh, buddy, get serious. Yeah. Oh, child, things are getting a little easier. Oh, buddy, get serious.
Girl, I heard you looking for some good times. If you quest from the soul, guess what we'll find? Lot of fun, lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kind of clever.
Close like bosoms, bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that while like Ethel Mace and Lucille McGillicuddy. You can be mine and I can be your buddy.
The best buddies in evening wear, long love unless you know
he's in there.
I feel sorry for those who pay a fare.
A C,
word to the D.
I don't beg,
I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said
is buddy is best in bed.
Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said the world because I won't hurt you. All I really wanted to do was freak you.
You know what?
She freaked
out. And then I watched. And then I checked my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line. And that buddy was mine. Oh, my.
Now in Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfold. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy starts blocking in every brand.
And Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
Just a unique, creative posse cut right there. I don't know if it was the first one, but it was close to being one of the first ones. It's definitely super freaking dope. All right, Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show Podcast. This is DJ Third Degree right here. Thank you for joining us today as we go through the music of De La Soul. So De La Soul's second album. It is something that is, again, another unique wonderful experience musically. Came out May 14th, 1991. A lot of skits on this one. They introduced a character by the name of Jeff, who was a teenage character, but he was also introduced on the B-sides to I Know and the Me, Myself, and I 12 Inches. But there's some skits there that are funny. In a parody of an old children's book and record read-along sets that used to come out a long time ago, Jeff finds a cassette. This is the story they went with. So Jeff finds a cassette tape copy of the De La Soul album in his garbage can. So some bullies appear, they beat up Jeff, and they steal his tape. So the ensuing skits feature the bullies criticizing the songs on the album. Mr. Long from Black Sheep actually provides the voice of the troublemaker, while Mace voices the other bully. And they get ridiculed and abused by Long for his admiration of the album. Excuse me, Mace does. Mace gets ridiculed by Long for the for him liking the album. And then throughout the skits, the sound of the signal lets the readers know that it's time to turn the page. So that's what would happen when you're reading one of those books, is it would tell you, and got to the end, it would ding, and you would turn the page. So that's what happens here. Now, in the end of the whole story, the tape gets thrown back in the trash, and they're screaming, De La Soul is dead. And, yeah, so that's what it's called, De La Soul is Dead. And this single, oh, my God, I love this song so much. This is such a fun song. The vibe on this is just so much fun. Let's get that from the start. Oh, yeah. Sounds like a radio station. This song is called A Roller Skating Jam Named Saturdays. De La Soul. They're not dead. They're still alive and booming. Yeah, this song is just fun. Listen to this right here. This, the hook is from Instant Funk's I Got My Mind Made Up. Light My Fire, Young Holt Unlimited. Evil Vibrations by the Mighty Revaders. The funky bass line on here. Those drums are from Ebony Jam by Tower of Power.
Girl meets boy on Thursday night. Boy with high, girl fly like kite. They hold hands until next day. Boy, then let's go hit his way. Boy rules butt rack to his boy. Erection brings bad boy joy. Boy thinks of that big fat fat. Big black fat, nothing black fat. Girl calls boy to stand him up on Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday is a Saturday. It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. Saturday is a Saturday. Saturday is a Saturday.
Back once more with the wall up in the score. Spice about a rip shit and make it rock your hip. Revival of the roller boogie in a rickety shit to make you think about the time and spoke fun instead of fight.
But diving from a piece of metal should have joked. Life.
Flip your butt to the fix of this mix. Force that briefcase, it's time to let loose. Cause you work like heck to get the week in check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck. Connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot. Come on, everybody, this is funky output.
5 days you work.
Pump your fist, I reminisce to a bounce rock face, low fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, look who just walked in. Zip on by, zippity doo, I let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is golden thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack attack, let me in. Feel on the bottom of wave, but it's okay. Ha, it's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the feeder.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the.
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time.
Such a fun vibe on here. Definitely a dance song. So much fun. Roller Skating Jam Named Saturdays right there. One of the great songs. Oodles of O's is another great one on that album as well. De La Soul is dead. But this next one right here is awesome. It samples some really, really recognizable things here. The hook is from a group called The Whatnots, and their song is Help Is On The Way. The drums are from the legendary song Impeach the President by the Honey Drippers, and the bass line is from Act Like You Know from Fat Larry's Band. And this song right here that is just... This song is just so dope. This is a little remix version of it, though. This is Ring, Ring, Ring. A little jazzy version for you to get you moving on a Friday. You are tuned in. KEWR, coast to coast. Let's go.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Hey, how are you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Once again, it's another rap bandit, meaning that I and I can't stand it. Wanna be down with the day glow, knocking on my door saying, hey, yo, yo. Knocking on my door saying, hey, yo, yo. I got a funky new tune with a fly banjo. I can't understand what the problem is. I find it hard enough dealing with my own biz. How they get my name and number? Then I stop and think and wonder about a plan. Yo, man, I gotta step outside. You wanna call me up? Take my number down. It's 2222222. I got an answer machine that can talk to you. It goes,
hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through, but what is your name and your number? And I'll get back to you. Yo, check it.
Exit the old style into the new, but nothing's new by being hawked by a few. Or should I say a flock? Cause around every block there's Harry, Dick, and Tom with a demo in his car. Now I'm with helping those who want to help themselves and flaunt a nut that's doggy as a dog. But it's not the move to hear the tales of limousines and pals, the money they'll make like a pro. I'll be like, yo, black is claiming a tape. Well, actually show the time is fair, I just make. But the song created in they shacks, it's a wick, wick, whack. Situations like this, I know hate to get the sounds Kool-Aid wide and ass. And with the straightest face, I'd be like,
hell,
I slip them the digits and pop a Prince Paul, so I don't go AWOL, but yet I know when they call, they get.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Hey, how are you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you.
I'll get back to you.
Oh, here we go again.
This is another great song off this album. This is called Pass the Plugs. De La, let's go.
First P is passed. I am known as Pass the New Plug One to the Whole Race. Rhyme on a tour. Small and mature. Dispatch obscure themes with a mad face. Door, dog, and lean. Was once 19. Now I'm 1 year older with reasons. Clean thoughts and draws. Rhyme flow never stalls. A yes, 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 y'all. High flames, but every soul train, but Dawn don't like rap, so that won't happen. Fame we don't lust, God we do trust, Arsenio distance, but the crowd kept clapping. Blessed with soul's light, so turn off your bright. Overexposure will bring about a clear soul. Don't push but pile to this here new style, and excuse me, y'all, while I fill my potholes.
I love that right there. That's War's Magic Mountain. The drums, it's one of the main reasons why I love this song. The drums are for Eric B. as President by Eric B. and Rakim. Okay. So, great album, album number two. Album number three came out September 21st of 1993 and was the last album they would do, at least for a while, with Prince Paul. And this album actually features some amazing jazz musicians, Maceo Parker and Fred Wesley, along with Pee Wee Ellis, all contribute on this third album. It was called Balloon Mind State. Now, for me, the one song off this album that really, really stands out is this one right here. And it samples multiple elements from Michael Jackson's I Can't Help It. The drums are from Yes We Can by the Pointer Sisters. And the hook is from Blue Mitchell's Daydream. I love this song. It is one of my favorites for sure.
Oh, one, two, oh, one, two.
There's that vibe right there. This is called Break of Dawn, Coast to Coast. Let's go. As I have told you before, I love the jazz vibe on a lot of these records that I've been playing for you. A lot of the hip hop that I listen to. Okay, let's keep it moving because I'm running out of time because there's so much more music. These guys are incredible. They have so many records. So in 1996, July 2nd, they came out with an album called Stakes Is High, and this album was produced mainly by themselves, along with Spearhead X. A recognizable name, a guy who worked with the Tribe Called Quest, Skef Anselm, and also it was the introduction of J Dilla. J Dilla produced some music on here, and this is the song they produced. This one is just, I mean, I'm talking incredibleness. Oh, I love this song. This is called Stakes Is High. Yeah, Dilla sampled the horn from Ahmad Jamal. Single Swahili Land and just laid some dope drums over this. That's it. Got horn and key sequence. De La, let's go.
Bringing damage to your burrow. Be some brothers from the east with the beats that be thorough. Got the solar gravitation, so I'm bound to pull it. I get down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control means using both hands in my land. Yeah. Where it's all about the cautious living. Migrating to a higher form of consequence. Compliments. A struggling that shouldn't be notable. Man, every word I say should be a hip hop quote.
I'm sick of bitches shaking ass. Sick of talking about blood. Sick of Versace glasses. Sick of slang. Sick of half ass award shows. Sick of name brand clothes. Sick of R&B bitches over bullshit tracks. Cocaine and crack. This brings sickness to black. Sick of swole head rappers with they sticking and rap. Claps and gap. Making a whole sick world collapse. The facts are getting sick and even sicker perhaps. I'm sick of push to make a bundle to escape the snap.
Man, life can get all up in your ass, baby. You better work it out. Now let me tell you what it's all about. A skin not considered equal. A meteor has more rights than my people who be wasting time screaming who they've hated. That's why the native tongues has officially been reinstated.
Like Darth Vader caps, they on stairs.
While we rock
riding three coats, four boats, child, woman, and man.
God bless the guard, lady streets, wall to wall it goes.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yo, you got popped like a flick by that rivalry click and win.
It ain't my fault on the asphalt. Got your chin touched by my fam who thought you brought harm. You see, I'm iced out like a glass of tea. Better yet, oatmeal cookies. Y'all just rookies to me. Sliding up and down the court, but I don't think you can see. Why try? Facey, yo, been getting high since Luke was Luke Skywalker. Man, my topic of talk is shedding shame all over your game. Like some shorties who claim that Afrocentric loving is the past drug. My life filled with that's what thugs love. That you fast rap that in the rug of your choice while it muffles your voice.
Now when I'm swimming through the joint, I put the funk on hold. Cause if you don't, you'll see the bubbles come up. We run up a tab and gladly add a little extra for miss. Flashy faces with bigger lips for that hit.
Most crews oppose current while we're forever. Direct beats that's contagious. Loved by all ages. Graduated from the UNIversity. Of hard hitters for real.
I got niggas in the street that'll blast your for the shine again.
So definitely a hit song for these guys. J-La featuring Redman. Legendary song right there. This came off their Art Official Intelligence album, AOI. That was the first of a three-part album release that they planned.
Gonna get it, he done did me wrong. I have plans to buy more land, plant corn, bust kernels on heat, work hard like wetback, setbacks, gonna get my pee hot style, rock wallet the beat, top dollar the feet, big monies make the big decision, keep hip hop alive is just the intermission, back to the second half of the feature, flick, flick, stack, the fuck I rap. I had a thing for making paper since paper mache, now my dollar coins join pounds again to play, while you broke. Reach drunk much quicker. You don't make enough bread to soak up all your liquor with God. Damn.
Damn, you're killing it. Should incorporate it in that half a million. Rap cats talk with no real in it.
Sounding like they virtual. This shoulda hurt you, yo. Was the night before Christmas.
So, again, this was part one of a three-part album release that they planned. This came out August 8, 2000. AOI was a series, Artificial Intelligence. And this first one was called Mosaic Thump. It featured a lot of artists like Chaka Khan, the Beastie Boys, Redman, of course, you heard right there, Busta Rhymes, the legendary Busy B, and my boys from the Alkoholics, Tosh and J-Ro. What up, fellas? So this particular song was produced. Hey, look who's back. It's Prince Paul. Prince Paul produced this song, he sampled the hook from Lee Dorsey's The Greatest Love and from Blow Your Head by Fred Wesley. He sampled the bass from Lalo Schifrin's The Human Fly, which actually was on the Enter the Dragon movie soundtrack from Bruce Lee. Super dope. Okay, so in December 2001, the group released their sixth album. It was titled AOI, so this is the second part of the series. It was called Bionics. It had more features from like Slick Rick and CeeLo Green and more production from the one and only Jay Dilla. And De La, and of course, Super Dave West and Kev Brown were also on there. Now, that was the last album they ever put out on Tommy Boy Records as that legendary label folded. Okay, October 5th, 2005, they finished the album they titled called The Grind Date. They then decided not to put out the third installment of the AOI series. But guess what, guys? I have some breaking and great news. It has been confirmed that in 2019... De La Soul are going to release two albums. They are going to release one that is the follow-up to the wonderful album called And the Anonymous Nobody, which came out in 2016, as we stated, April 26. And then also, they are doing the third installment of the AOI series. And guess what? P-Rock and DJ Premier are producing the albums. Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me. Come on, man. That's going to be insane, dude. All right. This is the last sound they put out. And the Anonymous Nobody. They did a Kickstarter campaign and funded the making of this album. This first song I'm playing is called Trainwreck.
No representation.
And it's really interesting.
My take on today's woman.
It's just this right here, this dude, right? It's pretty dope. So this album is like super eclectic. It's got production from De La, P-Rock, Super Dave West again. It features artists like David Byrne from the Talking Heads, Jill Scott, the British singer Estelle, features Little Dragon and 2 Chainz and Usher, and also Snoop Dogg is on there. Really good album. She don't have it, you need to get it.
Proceed. Keep heads up like nosebleed. A piece of the east from the north, but she off in the chain, so she cover all globally. Never to touch faith, so unholy. Bullets found a target, a gun known. A past life begs for my memory. A fan of a lodge, and I'm a member C. I give in to it like bad food. Sucker for love, yeah, I'm that dude. But when she's on the board, she give good oral. When I'm not with her, I get withdrawal. Lord, I'm half a man without a one accord. She claimed the math of man, she's on the door. My necklace is nice, huh. She leave you flawed. Like a nice snake on third round. She like a snake in a bird tail. I'm addicted by design, fiend. If she ever try to cut me from a team,
don't turn your back when she's on that track. Watch out for that train.
I wanna grind on that coffee bean. A couple of cups of that Joe is a bad pep. She'll be swinging on chandeliers. Baby got that skin that can handle years. And I want my if she wants us. Her mouth game is like rap a lot. Her Facebook say she aim at this rap a lot. Online surfing for them beach boys. To bring the sand under her feet, boy. She my rock bottom like last offer. Wouldn't write me off like the last offer. Even though she a bomb scare, I'm standing right here. I'm right here.
Don't turn your back when she's on that track. Watch out for that train wreck. Cause when she comes, you better watch your back.
Watch out, she's the train wreck. Look out. What they talking about?
Don't turn your back when she's on that track.
Alright, so again, this song is critically acclaimed. Really had some dope music on it, some dope stuff, and really dig this next one. This was a cool hit they had. We played this when it came out. This is called Pain, and it features the one and only Snoop Dogg. Coast to coast, let's go.
All right.
right, so if you love this show today, please leave a comment for me on my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Send me a message. It was De La, baby. We got new music 2019 coming for you from the great crew, De La Soul. Oh, yeah, dopeness. DJ Premier and Pete Rock producing. You know it's going to be fire. All right. Go get any of that material. If you want to know what it was, let me know and I'll let you know. All right. We're going to go to my fire pick as we end the show today. And I do have one for you. Brand new music out right now. This duo have been around for quite a while, and they have always dropped dope music. This is something brand new off the brand new release from Smith & Wesson. This is called Testify. And I testify to you all right now that I love you. Peace to you. Let your week be great. We'll see you next Friday. Peace.
Brand new banger.
This is DJ Flash. And when I'm in LA, California, I check out my homeboy, DJ Third Degree.
The first time I ever testified, the homie looked me in my eye, told me he heard Smith and Wesson die. The statement takes us to a new zone. Fool to chew on, thinking when would they write up on our tombstone? Was they protect God's legacy or reject it? End of the day, respect's just a matter of perspective. We break bread with the apes, sat with a best sit and rep for the click like Sean Price resurrected. Back up in your playtime's over, nigga. Vacation had to end, now we're back to business. Back up on our own shit.
It's Smith and Wesson.
Bet you jump back on a dick. They said take them back to the shining.
No.
But they don't know the shape that my mind's in.
No.
The game's different and my man's gone.
R.I.P.
Any song I put a verse on.
Yeah, we build monuments across the continents. My continents can be conscious through our accomplishments.
Say for your compliments.
We ain't looking for accolades.
At your age.
Jealousy be the reason the ratchet sprays.
With no laws, no order.
No.
Game take over, fourth quarter. Put it on a shoulder like a holster.
Family ties, Costa Nostra.
Been making rap tunes with Black Moon.
Black Moon.
Since the hookie parties in the back room.
Back room.
Used to be low life in